What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. All right. So as we all know, 2020 has been insane. But now that we are rounding out the end of 2020 and getting towards the end, I've got some really fun and exciting and cool things that I'm working on that I'm so excited for. Most of them I can't tell you about yet, unfortunately. It's coming soon, I promise. I will divulge everything in real time as soon as I'm able to here on this podcast. But you guys have been, you know, behind the scenes with me now for 6 or 7 years. So again, it's coming soon. But until it does come soon, until it's actually here, I can't tell you the details, but I can tell you what my mind is thinking about as I'm going into these things. And so I'm gonna share with you guys some of my thoughts about funnel hacking, business models, and really what you need to do to be successful quickly in any business that you decide you want to jump into.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right. What I want to talk about is just, you know, I spend so much time with you guys and with entrepreneurs talking about all these core concepts of like funnel hacking and offer hacking and, you know, design hacking and all these things, right? Where we're looking at other businesses, looking at what they're doing and trying to understand their models. And the reason why is because, it drives me nuts because I get people, you know, some people are like, oh, Russell says just to copy. I'm like, no, that's not what I said. I never said to copy. Like, specifically said, don't copy. That's illegal and unethical. Like I said, look at business models. So you're trying to understand like what someone's doing, right? Like if I was going to get into t-shirt business, I would go find out who are the top 10 most successful t-shirt business owners in the world and see what they're doing. And like what are they doing? How are they structuring their funnel? Do they have upsells? Do they have downsells? Are they doing a whole bunch of front ends? Do they have one front end with a lot of back ends? Is it a Shopify store? Is it a ClickFunnels? Is it a funnel to a store? Like what's the model that's working today look like, right? I would study it. I'd spend a lot of time figuring out. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's it. And it'd be super easy. And I would just model it, right? I'm not going to copy it. I'm going to say, okay, I can tell based on these people who are making X amount of dollars a month or a year that they start with this, they go from here, they go from here. Now I'm going to take my own t-shirts, my own designs. I'm going to use that structure and maybe the same pricing strategy, but I'm going to do my own thing, right? And that's kind of what funnel hacking is. But it's interesting because if you look at, I don't know, I think sometimes we all overcomplicate this. Like there's not that many different business models, right? Like depending what business you're in, there's one or two business models, right? And so it's interesting. Like I think not enough people spend time just studying like what's this person's business model? Like let me understand, what's this person's? One of the things I do when I meet new people for the first time is literally I try to figure out their business model. That's the first set of questions I'm asking. I'm like, okay, so what do you sell? You know, what's the price point? What's in the funnel? Like, do you have upsells? Are you back end? Like, what's the price point? How much money do you make? How much money do you make from this part versus this? Like, what percentage of your revenue comes from here versus here versus here? Within about 5-10 minutes, I can usually get a really good snapshot. Like, oh, that's what the business looks like. I understand it, right? And then all I start doing is I'm interviewing people, talking to people, and trying to figure things out. I'm looking at whose business model is the sexiest, whose is the best, right? It was interesting, and I'm not going to name names because I don't want everybody funnel hacking this person and everything, but there's a person I was hanging out with recently, and first time I had a chance to meet this person, and super impressive person. I'll keep saying that. That's all I'm gonna say. Person's awesome. I kind of knew what their revenues were, and I knew what they were doing, and I started asking them questions, and within again 5 minutes or so, I saw their business model. I'm like, that's it. Like, what am I missing? There's gotta be 5 ways to overcomplicate this, right? Like, what if I did this or this or this or this? And they're like, no, that's literally my business. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, it's so simple and so brilliant and so beautiful. And it's like, I'm not in that business, but if I was going to do something kind of similar, I'd like, there's the structure. Like, that's what the business model looks like. I do this, it drives to this, and drives to this, right? It was so exciting for me as I'm working some of these new projects. I'm like, okay, that person's business model fit really good in this business over here, right? I can see it really quickly. Same kind of thing. I'll just show you like a super easy example that might make this more tangible. Like Ben Suttle, a lot of you guys know Ben Suttle, you've heard me talk about him. He's the guy who kind of pioneered this concept of daily Seinfeld emails. If you've read the .com Secrets book, I talk about this, right? But Ben's business model is so simple, okay? Let me explain it. He's got a landing page that people opt into. When they opt in the landing page, they get a free copy of his email player's newsletter that he sells for $97 a month. You get a free issue. After that, he emails you every single day, and he sells you in every single email, every single day, the ability to sign up for his $97 a month newsletter. That's it. That's the business model, okay? And he's done that now, sent an email every single day for as long as I've known him, which is almost a decade now. I don't think he's ever missed a day. So consistent, but his business model is drive traffic to a landing page. People give you your email address in exchange for a free issue of my newsletter. Then send an email every single day telling a story, talking about my newsletter, and get them to buy my newsletter for $97 a month. That's it. That's the business model. Super simple, super easy, super non-complicated, and that's it. So if I was like, man, I want to be in a business where I have a print newsletter, it's like, okay, what's the business model? Oh, okay, I need a squeeze page. I need a free copy of my newsletter, probably the best one I got. And then every time I send an email talking about my newsletter, that's it. Like, that's the business model, right? So if I was launching a newsletter business like Ben Settle, his is in, you know, teaching email copywriting. Maybe yours is teaching weight loss or keto, or it's, you know, photography, or I don't know, whatever your thing is. Like, it's that simple, right? And maybe you're like, I don't really want a newsletter. I don't want to do a print newsletter, but I want to do a membership site. The same model, right? Choose Ben's model, but instead of selling a print newsletter, sell a membership site and send an email every single day talking about something and pushing it back to the membership site, right? Like, it's a simple model. It takes you 15 seconds. Like, when I met Ben the first time, I asked him some questions like, so you do this, and within like 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, I got it. That's the business model. It's so simple. It's super easy, right? And then the other thing's kind of cool. This is like what I've been noticing Ben do recently. So he's been doing this print newsletter now for like a decade, right? And each newsletter's got kind of a theme. And so what he's been doing, which is awesome, is he's gone back through the last like 10 years of print newsletters. He's like, oh, these 10 issues I talked about, how I deal with haters, right? And so he took those 10 issues, put them together into a hardbound book, and he sells the hardbound book for like $500 on like my top strategies for people who, you know, when you have haters, and that becomes a book. I know, because I buy every one of them. So I bought that one for $300. And he like went back through, he's like, hey, here's 10 emails to do if they have to do with, I don't know, bad customer support. And he takes these 5, 10, 15 print newsletters, puts them together in one book, and sells the book now for $500, right? And he does it over and over and over again. He's just going through the back archives, putting them all together into a book based on a topic, and sells the book. To the same people like me who read all the newsletters, love the newsletter, and they're like, oh, I want the book version because that's really cool too. Okay, but that's his business model. It's so simple, right? Again, I think sometimes we overcomplicate this. I know that I do because I get so excited by the business models, right? But there's this new business that I'm working on with some partners and some friends. And the first thing I did is we sat down and figured out what's the business model, right? It's not even like the funnel yet. It's just kind of almost a step ahead of that. I'm just like, okay, what's the model going to look like? And I said, okay, we're going to do a summit to get initial exposure, right? And then from there, we're going to have a software that's all about lead gen. And then from there, we're going to have this product and this product, right? Like a X amount of dollar a month continuity program, and then a X amount of month like high ticket thing. That's it. That's the business. So we know this is what we need to create. This is the things, the pieces, and we're doing that. We're executing on them, but that's the business model, right? And so for me, I'm curious, like if I was to sit down with you and say, okay, what's your business model? Could you tell me what it is? Like, I remember my very first mastermind meeting ever with when I joined Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer's mastermind group. Each person had a chance to share their business, and I got up. My business model was simple. I said, okay, I drive traffic to this free DVD page. People pay me $4.95 to get my free DVD in the mail. I then send them this DVD in the mail, and then 21 days later, we call them on the phone, and then we sell them a $5,500 coaching package. And if for some reason, and then between when they buy this, they order the DVD, and we call them 21 days later, I try to get them to initiate an inbound call. So I have an email sequence basically asking them to call me. And that was a business model. And we did that $10 million plus in that business model. Free DVD, 21 days later, call them on the phone, sell them a coaching program, $5,500, rinse and repeat. Do it over and over and over and over and over again, right? That was our model. Okay, and so I could explain it really quickly, and then people could help me like tweak the intricacies. Like, oh, what if you did this? What if you did this, right? What if after some bought the DVD, you had an upsell or a downsell? All these things that, you know, where funnels kind of came from. But we didn't have that initially. It was just free DVD, call them on the phone, $5,500 coaching, done. That was the business model, right? ClickFunnels is really simple. This is the ClickFunnels business model, right? Somebody comes and they buy a book free plus shipping. We then have upsells and downsells to try to break even our ad cost. From there, we then push people into the ClickFunnels auto webinar. We try to sell a $1,000 version of ClickFunnels. On the thank you page, we give them a $1 trial, or excuse me, a free trial. And then our goal is either they buy the 6-month access for $1,000 or they get on the free trial. And then they're in ClickFunnels. After they're in ClickFunnels, our goal is to get them from $97 a month to send up to $297 a month. And we're at $297 a month to get them to send up to $2,500 a month. That's ClickFunnels' business model. That's it. Everything else is just appendages to that, right? That is the model. That is the structure. And again, there are funnels and intricacies inside of it, but the business really is simple. We're selling software, but we lead with a free book offer. And then from there, we push people to Webinar. It sells the high ticket version of software. And ThankYou page, we sell the trial version of the software. And after we get them in the software, then we try to send them up through our value ladder. Very simple, very easy to explain. So my question for you, and what you think of this, is like, what's your business model? Could you explain it really simply? Could you write down on a business on a napkin? Like if I was to sit down and start picking your brains, like, okay, what do you do? Like, tell me this. Within 2 or 3 minutes, could I get a pretty good idea of what your business model is? Okay. Number two is if, you know, either you've got that or you don't. If you don't, like, it's time to start thinking through, like, what's my business model? Right. Or number one, if you're like, yeah, I do know that, then congratulations, you're a step further than most people. The second thing I want you to do is start doing this to other people, other business owners. I want you to start picking their brains, but not in a way of like, you know, like picking their brains just to figure out what their business model is and say, okay, so explain your business to me. Like you buy ads, right? Like what happens then? You buy the ads and where does it go to? Okay, they go to my whatever page. Okay, and then after they do that, then where does it go? And then what are you trying to do? And how much money does it make? And you just kind of ask these a couple of steps within 2 or 3 minutes, you'll know really closely exactly what their business model is. So this is a fun exercise I want you guys to kind of do and have some fun with. With that said, Nora just came in and me and her, Nora's wrestling a teddy bear on the floor. It's a huge teddy bear. It's twice the size of her. She's wrestling it. And we're about to go out swimming. So I'm going to end this episode of the podcast. And that's your homework assignment, you guys. Write it down for yourself. What's your business model? And then go and ask at least one other business owner, if not more, what's their business model? What does it look like? And start asking the questions and see how quickly you can get a glimpse of like, oh, this is all they're doing. It's actually really simple. Right? There's a lot of things in business, but how do we make this simple? I want to understand the business model. Okay? So enjoy that. I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for listening. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.